Age is just a number. You hear this around the place a lot nowadays, but your age can also help determine how at risk you are of certain medical conditions. Nowadays, you can go online, answer a few questions, and learn your so-called biological age in a few quick minutes. How effective could this possibly be? Dr. Carissa Bonner is a researcher at the University of Sydney who looks at how best to get the public making informed medical decisions. She joins us online now. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, how are you, Tom?
I'm good, thank you. So, first off, why would someone want to find out their biological age?
Well, people are just inherently really interested to know whether their biological age is older or younger than their real age. But most people are going to get an older age on these calculators when they use them, which can be a bit of a shock and a bit disappointing.
How do these tests work?
So what they all do is they compare your risk factors for various chronic disease to either an average or an ideal number, and that's how they work out whether you're younger or older. So what it really means if you get an older age on one of these calculators is just that you have at least one risk factor that's a bit above what they've set as normal. But unless you know what that number is, it's a little bit hard to interpret the results.
How much of a motivating factor can a biological age test be in wanting to get yourself checked up immediately?
Yeah, well, people do seem to have more of an emotional reaction to getting an older age than if you just gave them a statistic about how likely they are to have a heart attack or something like that. So it may be good as a prompt for them to get a proper risk assessment with their doctor, or it might be a sort of wake-up call for them to change their lifestyle risk factors. But the research that has been done has mostly been done on heart age as one of the examples of biological age. And it's found that even though people do have an emotional reaction to these calculators, it doesn't necessarily translate into actual behaviour change. So it might help prompt you to do something, but it's not enough in itself.
Are there more effective ways of getting people to lower risk factors?
Yeah, well, everybody should probably be improving their lifestyle. So we know that in Australia most people have some risk factors like poor diet or being overweight or smoking. So we already know that without really doing one of these risk assessments. So you're better off getting some support from your GP or a referral to a lifestyle support service or a health professional if you really want to make these changes and you're struggling.
I'm speaking with Dr. Carissa Bonner about measuring biological age. You mentioned the focus on heart age. Are there other parts of the body that can be tested for biological age?
Yeah, so some of them are sort of general ones, like body age was featured on a program called How to Stay Young a few weeks ago on the ABC. So that was a really comprehensive assessment of about 23 different tests. But there's also more specific ones like heart age, fitness age, brain age and lung age. That you can find online.
What are the key negatives to taking biological age tests? Can they be at risk of spreading misinformation?
Yeah, the problem is that they're often not very well explained, and you can get an older age on one calculator but a younger age on another one. And it just depends which risk factors they're focusing on and how they have set the level for normal. So if you're being compared to an average, you're more likely to get a younger age, and if you're being compared to an ideal number, like perfect body mass index, then you're more likely to get an older age. So unless you look quite carefully into how these calculations are being done, it's hard to interpret the result. And because most people will get an older age, a lot of people may think that they're at high risk of something like heart disease when they're actually not. They've just got a risk factor that in the long term might be associated with that disease.
What would be the best way to get one of these biological tests?
So if you mean the more formal risk assessments or one of the age ones?
Either, really.
Okay, well, if you're interested in doing an age-based calculator, there are lots of them available online. So the body age one that was featured on the show I mentioned is available if you go to the BBC website. You can find the links for that one. The New Zealand Heart Foundation has a heart age one, which explains it a little bit better because they actually calculate your absolute risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years, which is what's recommended in Australia. And then they show you how they actually calculate heart age from that.
Would you be able to go to a GP and have a risk assessment or biological age test?
Yep. So in Australia, they would recommend to do what's called an absolute risk assessment. So that's recommended for anyone over the age of 45 or over the age of 35 if you're from an ethnicity that has a higher risk of heart disease, like being Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander. So if you're in that age range, what they should be doing is assessing your blood pressure and cholesterol, and then they put that into a calculator that includes your age, gender, diabetes and smoking status, and that will give you the best estimate that we can come up with for how likely you are to have a heart attack or stroke.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Carissa.
No problem. Thanks for having me.